spinta quella gondola!
Da-di-ra-da, da-di-ra-da, da-di-ra-di-ra-da, da-di-ra-da-di-da.
And welcome to another chocolate-covered episode of the Sunday Morning Hangover. I'm your host, the Reverend Mark Time, with you, as always, till noon today. Happy Easter. That's right, we're going to be talking about the origins of Easter today, as well as, well, I think the Easter Bunny might be calling in. We'll see. Easter Bunny's been very busy, so Easter Bunny said, you know, Reverend Mark Time, I don't know if I'm going to have time to call in, but we'll see. At 11 o'clock, side two of the Sunday Morning Hangover today, an interview with surfer girl Lori Biagini. She's got this great CD out, Riding the Wave. She's got another one coming, and it's really great power pop, really great kind of surfing music. We're going to just do a lot of pop music today here on the Hangover. You know, I was thinking about things on the way in. I was thinking, even though up in Eugene things have been kind of sour and dour, there's hope. And I was thinking about faith, and I'm not a very religious person, but to me faith is just knowing that in the end things are gonna work out, things are gonna be okay, and that's really what this is about. This day, Easter Day, yeah, it's a pagan celebration. We'll talk about that later, but I just want to wish you all a happy Easter and enjoy this edition of the Sunday Morning Hangover.
Photographers will snap us, and you'll find that you're in the road of gravure.
What is Easter? I found this great article on Huffington Post by Carrie Henley. I hope Carrie doesn't mind. What do a rabbit, colored eggs, and candy have to do with Jesus? The history of Easter revealed. Ever stop to wonder how bunnies' eggs and scavenger hunts are related to Easter's religious celebration of Jesus dying on the cross? Strange bedfellows. Why would a rabbit have a bag of eggs? How's that tied into the crucifixion? It's interesting to note how many Christian holidays blend together with ancient or pagan holidays. You know, it's funny. It turns out the celebrations of modern Easter egg-toting rabbits evolve from a mythic German goddess named Ostara, or Esther, Oster, who was the Germanic goddess of springtime. Yes. All other European words for Easter derive from the Hebrew word of Pasa, or Passover. This happy Passover, thus reflecting the Christian holiday's biblical connection with the Jewish Passover. It's ironic that the holiest day in the Christian faith, dedicated to celebrating the Son of God, is named after a goddess. How do you like that? Yet there's something odd about how little is written about this goddess, Ostara. Her myth only resides in one area and existed only for a short period of time. They're wondering if, maybe, this was a joke. Was this myth potentially invented during a mischievous moment by the venerable Bede, a well-known monk? Mentioned her in connection with the pagan festival Ostermanoth in a book written in 750 AD, but research has failed to find a trace of her prior to that. So talk about a stickiness factor of Malcolm Gladwell's book, The Tipping Point. Imagine a famous monk makes up a weird story about a goddess who never existed, who turns a bird into a rabbit and lays colored eggs and morphs into a megawatt holiday celebrated the world over. Wow. Bet that gets your bonnet in a tizzy.
Here comes Peter Cottontail, hopping down the bunny trail, hippity-hopping, Easter's on its way. Bringing every girl and boy, baskets full of Easter joy, things to make your Easter bright and gay. He's got jelly beans for Tommy, colored eggs for Sister Sue. There's an orchid for your mommy and an Easter bonnet too. Oh, here comes Peter Cottontail, hopping down the bunny trail, hippity hoppity happy Easter day. that he was there. When you find those chocolate bunnies, that he's hiding everywhere. Oh, here comes Peter Cottontail, hopping down a bunny trail. Hippity hoppity, happy Easter day.
Thank you. rabbit and old Mother Goose. Best of me and up in Calaboose. Along came McDonald with his trusty gun, and he goes, everybody run, be the rabbit. Be the rabbit. Be the rabbit. If it's up in the lawn. Be the rabbit. Be the rabbit.
Hey, Easter Bunny, are you there?
I'm here. This is the Easter Bunny speaking.
All right. We got the Easter Bunny on the phone. Easter Bunny, I know you've been really, really busy, you know, like distributing eggs, and you must be exhausted.
I am so exhausted. I had a problem out here in the country.
Oh, what was that?
Believe it. I put out a bunch of Easter eggs for the little children to find, and a little doggie named Lola came along and ate all the eggs.
Oh.
I am just in a tizzy. I don't know what to do.
Oh, that happened to a friend of mine. You got to remember when you put those eggs out not to let the dogs out, you know?
Oh, my. Well, I guess I'm just going to have to focus on my next thing that's coming up. And, well, Reverend, do you have time for me to tell you about my big event?
Yes, I know that you're pretty much, you represent fertility, but I understand that you've gone in the other direction now.
Well, I do that. When it comes to kitty cats, I have to stand up and take care of their health and well-being. And a great place in Eugene for kitty cats and doggies is Willamette Animal Guild.
Oh, yes. Yes, I've heard of the Willamette Animal Guild. They're like a non-profit spay and neuter clinic.
They are, and they're doing a bang-up job in Eugene. Nobody else does what they do, and they really are helping all the animals and people in Lane County.
Yes, the Willamette Animal Guild, they're down by Four Corners somewhere, right?
They're on Royal Avenue, and it's real close. It's right off of Highway 99 and Royal Avenue, right by the Dairy Mart there. They're going to have an open house, and I'm working really hard for the open house, and that's going to be on Sunday, May 3rd, from 1 to 4 p.m., and that's what I'm working on next. I guess I can't do nothing about the little Easter eggs now, but I'm just going to have to keep going on and doing my thing.
Wow, that's so ironic there, Easter Bunny, that you, who represent fertility and, like, reproducing and everything, is actually involved in spaying and neutering animals at Willamette Animal Guild.
Well, someday maybe we'll help the bunnies, too. But right now, it's the cats and the dogs that count the most for me.
What?
Except for that little dog that ate all the Easter eggs. Lola,
Well, thank you very much there, Easter Bunny, for telling us about the open house at Willamette Animal Guild, May 3rd, 1 to 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
And that's down on Royal Avenue in 99. So all you people go hop on out there and see how you can help WAG keep on doing the good things.
All right. Thank you very much. We had an exclusive with the Easter Bunny. Bye-bye, Easter Bunny. Hope you get lots of sleep.
Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Happy Easter.
Hey, what's up, Doc? What's cooking? What's up, Doc? Oh, you're looking for Bugs Bunny Bunting. Duck is gonna hunting just to get a rabbit skin, but now the rabbit's gonna get. What's up, Doc? What's cooking? Hey, look out! Stop! You're gonna hurt someone with that old shotgun. Hey, what's up, Doc?
What's up, Doc? if you smile through your fear and sorrow, smile and maybe tomorrow you'll see the sun come shine through for you. Light up your face with gladness, find every trace of sadness.
Song on called Hangover Blues by Johnny Otis. This is the Sunday Morning Hangover with your host, the Reverend Mark Time, and I'm so honored to have had the Easter Bunny call in. Wow. I'll tell you, we got lots of celebrities calling in on this show lately. Lots of interviews at 11 o'clock today. An interview with Lori Biagini, surfer girl from Vancouver. You're going to love her music. I'm going to play a few tracks. What did we hear? We heard, before this, we heard Madeline Peru, Smile. She's coming to town. That's a Charlie Chaplin song, you know, The Little Tramp, also the guy from The Great Dictator. Anybody on my Facebook page might have seen that incredible Great Dictator clip that was posted yesterday. We heard Bugs Bunny. What's up, Doc? Oh, big shout out to my friend Armin Hammer for putting in his 2 cents, and also to Frog, who told me a real bad joke. You want to hear it? Said they're going to have to cancel Easter. And I said, why? He said they found the body. Isn't that funny? Anyways, Percy Faith, Delicato before that. The Gants, from a great Gants compilation. Peter Rabbit, Spike Jones, You Wanna Buy a Bunny? Leroy Anderson, Forgotten Dreams. 100 Songs for Children, Here Comes Peter Cottontail. We started out with Easter Parade. Wow, that was a jam-packed 25 minutes there. Here on the Sunday Morning Hangover. Yeah. I want to tell you about another couple of interviews I've got coming up. Next week is an interview with Haley Lauren, a local jazz singer, and she's really, really great. She'll be live here in the studio at the end of the month on... What is the date on that? Where's my notes? end of the month, April 26th, Honey Visor, the incredible local Honey Visor, incredible Chanteuse will be here on the show sitting in. And I'm really excited because this band, Cotton Jones, who's been getting a lot of play, is coming to town. They're coming to town on May 31st. That morning, Sunday morning, May 31st, I have an interview with Whitney from Cotton Jones. Yes, the organ player from the band, one of the singers, Cotton Jones, here at 11 o'clock, Sunday morning, May 31st. That's going to be great. Interview with Whitney McGraw. That's going to be so awesome. Cotton Jones is playing Sam Bonds on May 31st. I can't wait. They're one of my favorites. Onward to the, well, this is going to be kind of a pop music edition of the Sunday Morning Hangover.
the sky. A heart beats softly, about to die. Wandering alone at night, waiting for the storm.
If you ever want to be exciting Radio 1 music.
This is the pop edition, pop music. This is Not Snap, Crackle, and Pop, heard every Friday at 8 a.m. with Craig Lev. This is the Reverend Mark Time. And the reason I'm into this pop music thing is at 11 o'clock today, Lori Biagini will be calling in. I hope. Hope she didn't lose my number. We've got the Stack of Tracks version of Catch a Wave here. Let me tell you what we've been hearing. We heard one of my favorite pop songs. I know it's been overplayed, but The Cure, Friday I'm in Love. The Who, the mono version from The Who, Sell Out. Deluxe Edition, just released a few weeks ago. Armenia City in the Sky, track written by Speedy Keen from Thunderclap Newman. The Critters, that goes out to my good friend Gary down in Pasadena. Don't Let the Rain Fall on Me, one of his favorite Critters tracks. Dolly Parton, You Drive Me Crazy, that one's for you, Bambi. The Kinks, Phenomenal Cat, going out to my friends in Kansas, Jeanette and Greg. Thank you. I've got new listeners in Kansas. This is the Reverend Mark Time here on the Sunday Morning Hangover. And we're rocking and rolling today because it's Easter. Like I said, I've got an interview next week with Haley Lauren, Honey Visor at the end of the month here on The Hangover, Cotton Jones at the end of May. But coming up in the side two of the Sunday Morning Hangover today, Lori Biagini, and here's what she sounds like.
in the moonlight.
Yeah, we're listening to the new Royksopp CD. This is with Licky Lee. Before this, we heard Henry Badowski, Silver Trees, Lori Biagini, Riding the Wave. She'll be here at the top of the hour here on the Sunday Morning Hangover.